And it's Bob Zwire looking at those trending stories. Barbara Friedman, good morning.
Morning, Kino. So the first story is the one you've been talking about, and that is that multi-choice is trending on South African Twitter, and for good reason. I mean, it's just a big hot debate, and it's a hot topic. And I agree with you. Some people do have DSTV. Some people can go to their local sports bar, but many people want to watch it in their home. And, you know, this is, as Pumzile van Dam said on Twitter, you know, the one with the deepest pockets gets the rights. And, you know, the broadcasters are owned by the federations, Bosaru, PSL in the soccer case, and they sell them to the broadcasters. And they sell them to the ones with the deepest pockets. But, I mean, where does that leave the majority of people? And I think because rugby is a bit of a hot potato in this country, with transformation, with where's rugby at the moment, you know, then it becomes a polarized issue, and people are saying, yeah, but how come like soccer gets shown but rugby is not? And then it becomes about it being a white thing and multi-choice, and it isn't.
Yeah, that's the white people who can't afford DSTV as well.
But
they mustn't come in with this race nonsense.
That's what on Twitter,
exactly.
And I'm saying,
absolutely,
you know, it's not about that. I mean, it is a business decision. Is the SABC having no money? I mean, how on earth are the SABC going to afford this?
For starters, let's go to the root of it. Who normally sits on the SABC board? And these are politically connected people. They're connected to the ruling party. They're connected to the unions. They'll put a couple of broadcasters on there, but a broadcaster does not make a business person. You need business people on there to be able to turn that broadcaster around as well.
But you know, someone made this point on Twitter, and I think it's valuable. They'd known for 4 years that we were going to broadcast the Rugby World Cup. They've had 4 years to negotiate and come up with a solution, because you surely know that right now, with it starting on Friday, South Africans are going to be upset.
In fairness, they've got a new board.
They don't do that in good time. They wait till the last minute and everyone's upset. Right, the next story is about Boris Johnson, or fondly known on Twitter at the moment as hashtag the incredible sulk. So there's lots of pictures of a green-coloured Boris Johnson, who looks like the Incredible Hulk, but they're calling him the Incredible Sulk. Why are they calling him that? Because he was meant to do a press conference in Luxembourg with the Prime Minister, Xavier Bettel, yesterday. But because he got booed in the streets going from one meeting to another, he got upset and he didn't pitch up at the press conference. And there was the PM talking on his own with this empty podium next to him, which I find really weird.
While Boris was walking and almost tripped on his bottom lip, dragging on the floor as he was sulking.
He was called names, and he was called, you know, people were calling bogs off Boris, bollocks to Brexit, and he wasn't happy about it. So that's why the incredible sulk is trending.
And people have been talking about it.
It was not quite the welcome he had been hoping for. Boris Johnson, booed on his way to meet Luxembourg's Prime Minister. Johnson met with EU Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker to discuss Brexit over lunch. Prime Minister expressed optimism that a so-called hard Brexit could be avoided.
Yes.
Here we go. And obviously the lip grew so long that he couldn't make his way to the next meeting.
And then finally, not something that's trending, but I'm going to post it on capetalk.co.za because I found it quite fascinating to watch. And that is a video that Yusuf Abramji posted that he got of drugs being smuggled in a stew. It's a pot of cooked vegetables and meat. And within each of the meat pieces, if I can describe it, they cut them open with a knife and fork. And there's this plastic wrapped drugs.
I'm all right.
But it raises so many questions. Did they cook the meat after they put the drugs inside the meat? Did they cut them open and put them in and sew them
up? I think after
up?
They cooked it, eh?
But it looks as if it's just a solid piece. It's just the weirdest video. And it just is amazing the lengths people will go to smuggle drugs. And I suppose it helps avoid the dogs sniffing the drugs, because they'll say, oh, no, it's just meat.
Oh, my word, Barbara, thank you very much for that. Hey, Barbara Friedman, dealing with all our online hookies right here at Prime Media Broadcasting.